Kof Tes Adar, Friday the 23rd of March, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, the reason for the Korbonus. This week's Shiurim had been sponsored by family Browdy, Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Eliezer ben Reb Yaakov Wiesenfeld, Oliver Sholem, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow.
Starting this Sabbath in the coming weeks, St. Paul and Lord, bring the land of God, well known to the capacity of the world of God. Before we discuss the dignity of the land of God, we need to realize that the main thing of the world is that we are
to be Meshabbat himself to the Rebbeinu Shloim. And I want to prove it. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Perek Beis, V'nefesh kisakriv korban mincha l'Hashem. Says Chazal, Rashi quotes from Medrash, that the only place that we find by the only korban that it writes the word nefesh is by a korban mincha. Says Rashi, why? Because mi daukoi leis nadev mincha. Who is the normal person to go along and be menadev mincha? Says Rashi, is an oni. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, male ani olav, I consider it to be, by his bringing a korban, keilu hikriv nafshi, as if he's been matriv his soul. So we see from here that the korban of a poor man is so choshed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because when a person is a poor man and he brings his korban, he is, as Chazal call it, ruchay shesfeila. He is, in English, subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it's considered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if by bringing his korban, he is bringing his whole nefesh. Be'emes, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Mem Gimel Omed Beis, Omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdosh Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdosh was standing, say Chazal, Odom Emakriv Oilo, a person brought an Oilo, and Scha Oilo Beyodei, he had the reward of an Oilo. When a person brought a mincha, scha mincha beyodei. Say chazal, mi shedatoi shveila. A person who is datoi shveila, meaning a person is subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mala olav, the Torah considers it, keilu hikriv kol hakabonis kulam. As if he's brought all the kabonis. Shenema, As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Zivkei Elokim Ruach Nishbora. Kumteis, as the Yesod, the Hakdama to bring a korban, is that a person should be with Ruach Nishbora. And the Alshich says, as it's merumers in the second Pasuk in this week's Sefer. The Pasuk says, Dabei El Bnei Yisrael, Vomato Aleim. And you should say to them, Odom, ki yakrib miken. When a person brings a korban, and it's miken, you give away from yourself. You're giving away from. Then says the Torah, it's korban la'Hashem. It's a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, continues the Pasuk, min ha-be'ima, min ha-boka, min ha-sein. If you stand just being a be'ima, a boka, min ha-sein, that's all you go along and you bring. Then says the Torah, it's korbanchem. It's just korbanchem. It's not considered to be a korban la'Hashem. Therefore we see that the fundamental to bring a korban is that it should be miken. If a person gives away from himself, he's never spela, then he becomes a korban lasher. The Ramban, at the beginning of this week's Edra, quotes a Moira Nebuchim and says, what is the Indian of altogether of a person bringing a korban? Says the Ramban, the Yidden used to live in Mitzrayim. The Yid Avraham Avinu used to live in the Kazdim, and they lived in their lands. The Mitzriim used to go along, says the Rambam, worship lambs. The Kazdim used to worship Shadim, and says the Rambam that the Shadim came from goats. Therefore, says the Rambam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a commandment to slaughter them, that people should know that what they used for Avodah Zarah should be used for Avodah Hashem. Kumtei states in Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim that the whole idea of bringing korbanos is to show that what they used for Avodah Zarah in their times, that we bring as a korban for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says on this Rambam, to use the Ramban's words, Divrei Havai. They are foolish words. It's strong language, as we would say in English. But he does not like it at all. The Ramban says that according to the Ramban, that the whole reason of bringing a korban is what for? To go along as an Indian to lehotzi milibam shel rishoyim, to take away from the ideas of the wicked people, meaning the people who serve Avodah Zarah. Then how can the Torah call in this week's Sedra a korban reach nichayach la'Hashem? We're not bringing it to bring it to the pleasure of Hashem. We're bringing the korban quite simply lehotzi milibam shel rishoyim. And more than that, says the Rambam, we find in Noach that Noach brought korbanos when he came out of the teva. And at that time, says the Ramban, there was no Mitzriim, there was no Kazdim around. And more than that, says the Ramban, that the Hevel brought korbanos as well. And at that time, there was no Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Ramban completely disagrees with the Ramban. And the Ramban says that the idea of a korban is as follows. The actions of a person are decided by three things. By his machshava, by his thoughts, by his dibur, his speaking, and his actions, his maisa. Therefore, says the Ramban, a person should bring a korban, and he should put, number one, his hands on the korban, to go along and show with that what he should be happening to himself, it's happening to the animal for the actions that he did. He does vidui, every korban, corresponding to the diburim, which chas v'shalom, a person says wrong. The kidneys, the kloyos are burnt, kineged the machshavas of a person. Their hands and the legs and the hands are burnt, kineged the hands and the feet of what a person's got. And therefore, Kumtei states in Ramban, that a person should think that all that what has been done to the animal, that actually should have been happening to himself. And really, he himself should have died. It's only in a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he took, instead of himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the korban. Kumtei, according to the Ramban, the idea of a korban is that an animal being a korban is a replacement for a person. Based on that Ramban, we can understand a very interesting medrash. Chazal say that the Mishkan was finished already on Chof Hei Kislev. But as we learned in last week's Sedra, when was the Mishkan set up? The Mishkan was only set up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, why was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, chosen, says the Medrash Tanchuma, because it's the month that Yitzhak Avinu was born. The question is, why does the Medrash say that the speciality of Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh Nandolad Yitzhak? I've got a much more important thing, as we're going to read tomorrow. It's Rishon LeChal Shei Hashana. It's the first month of all the months of the year. Why does the Medrash say that the speciality of Chodesh Nisan is the month of Rishon LeChal Shei Hashana? And more than that, even if it wants to be tailored on the birth of Yitzhak Avinu, why especially Yitzhak Avinu? Why not Avram? Why not Yaakov? Says the Be'er Yosef, we know that the day that they started to build the Mishkan, that is the day they were able to start to bring Korbanos Tzibur. And as we've just now said, the Ramban says that the whole idea of Korbanos, that everything will happen to the animal, should happen to me. And through that, I will go along and get a kapara. Says the Be'er Yosef, who was the first person in history who was mekayim that, who fulfilled that actively? That was Yitzhak Avinu. What did Yitzhak Avinu do in Parshas Vayevo? Yitzhak Avinu went on the Mizbeach and he was going to be Moitzeh Nefesh himself, to be go along and be shechted and to be burnt. Yitzhak Avinu is the person that he was brought as a korban l'Hashem. That is the Be'er Yosef. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Chodesh Nisan. And the Medrash says Chodesh Nisan, which has the speciality that Yitzhak Avinu was born. Why? Because he, with his, what happened to him by the Akedah, he was memala. He fulfilled the whole ideal of what a korban is. And therefore that's the pshat in the Medrash Tanchuma, when the Medrash Tanchuma says that the month of Nisan was chosen. Why? Because it's the Chodesh Nolad by Yitzhak, because Yitzhak Avinu symbolizes the whole idea of korbanos. The Meshech Chochma says that the emes is, there's no machlikus between the Ramban and the Ramban. That what the Ramban says, that the inyan of korbanos is because a person is as if the animal is in place of him. And the korban, and according to the Rambam, it's to approach the idea of Avodah Zarah, says the Meshech Chochma, that the emes is, there's no machlikus. They're talking at different times of history. When the Yidim, says the Meshech Chochma, brought their korbanos on bamos, at that time, says the Meshech Chochma, then the idea of korbanos was to distance the people from Avodah Zarah. But says the Meshech Chochma, that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then the korbanos were in inyan l'reach nechoyach l'Hashem, to be a kareid to the vavos la'avinu shebashamayim. Therefore, it's like no dispute. The idea is that at different times of history, at the time of the bomber, it was an inyan of to be ma'achik a person from Avodah Zarah. And the time, like the Rambam, and later times, it was a time in Beis HaMikdash, it was the kareid avinu l'reach shebashamayim. What?
In the Mishkan there were no
korbanos. Mishkan there were korbanos. There were. I'll give the same idea as the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Meshech Chochma further, which is mamish unbelievable. If you look in Tehillim, in Kapitel Nun Aleph, the Meshech Chochma says, the Pasuk says, Ki lo sachbeitz zevach ve'eteino, oila lo sitza. The Pasuk says, I will not accept your korbanos. It continues, there won't be Merutza. But later on continues the Pasuk. Hey Tiva Birzoincha Esioin, Tivne Chaimos Yerushalayim. Says the Meshech Chochma. The Pasuk in Pasuk Yudches, when the Pasuk says, that's talking about at the time when of the bombers. When at that time, there won't be accepted as a rotzen before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aber, says the Mesher Chochme, in Pasuk Chof, when the Pasuk writes, Heitiva beretzoincho, es siyen, tivne chumash Yerushalayim, os tachbeit zitchei sedek, then I'll want it, and os yalu they'll go lerotzin, that's talking in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Kumtei says the Mesher Chochme, these three psukim are also talking about at different times. The Gemara says, in the Dorim, Koran Neide, anybody who makes a neder, Gemara Nedorim, Dachov Beis, Koran Neide, anybody who makes a neder, is Ke'ilu Bono Boma, as if he builds a Boma. Va'amekaimoi, and if a person is Mekaim is neder, Ke'ilu Hikriv Olav Boma. It's as if he brought a carbon, Ke'ilu Hikriv Olav Carbon. Says the Mesher Chochme, what's one got to do with the other? What's one going to do with the other? The idea of a bomber, what is the idea of a bomber? To be as a gedder, to be as a fence, to prevent a person from doing avodah zarah. That, says the Mesher Chochme, is exactly the idea of what a neder is. Why does a person make a neder? A person wants to fence himself off from going and doing Aveiros. And that's on the Mesher Chochme. Straight in the Gemara, straight afterwards, Afal Pish and Mekayimui, even though he's Mekayim the Neder, Nikra Rosha. Fred the Mesher Chochme, why, if a person's Mekayim and Neder, is he called a Rosha? What's wrong? If I can't, he makes an answer, neder to go along and fence himself off from evil doings. Says the Mesher Chochme, the Chazal are teaching you that you know what the chet is. The Ribbono Shel Olam forbade you. That itself should go along and be sufficient. That a person should not need to, a person shouldn't want to do the Aveira. The chet is that a person fails, that he needs to go and make a gedder for himself to keep himself away from Aveira. Kumtez, the chet is you shouldn't need to make a neder. That itself. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbade it. That itself should be enough. I found a very interesting Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah, the last Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah, that the Rambam said a complete new thing in the idea of Korbanos. The Rambam starts, can't go through the whole Rambam, a person should a person should start thinking of the reasonings of the Torah. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that nowhere else in the Rambam does the Rambam use for the word Torah HaKadosha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it's a very unusual thing. When says the Rambam, a person should understand the inyonim of the Torah. Carries on the Rambam, Dovo shelo yimotzei baitam, something where you can't find reasons, you shouldn't just think, I'll just not take any notice of it. A person has got to go along and keep it. And adds on the Rambam, Vachukim, and Chukim, Heima mitzvahs, they are mitzvahs, She'ein tamom yodua, that a person doesn't know the reason. And adds on the Rambam, V'chola kabonis kulom, and all kavanos miklal achukim are inclusive in the idea of chukim. And says the Rambam, lefichach amu she'af al avodas hakavanos ha'olam oimed, the world stands on kavanos, she'ba'asiyas achukim zeichen ha'yishovim l'chayolam abo. Kumtei states here in Rambam that the idea of kavanos is a new thing. And third idea, the idea of Korbanos is an Indian of a chuk. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says in his Sefer that the pshat is, according to the Rambam, La'asid lavoi, when a person will think that there'll be no more yetzahara avodah zarah, there'll still be an inyan of kabbonis. We have la'asid lavoi, that what will go and bring kabbonis, that will go along and be an inyan of achik. The mefarshim ask on the pshat of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? That the inyan of a korban is the inyan that a human being should have really been put to death, or a human being is saved by putting the animal in place of it. Ask the Mefarshim, how can you say that the human being is saved by going along and putting the baim instead? How can he get a kapora with offering a behemoth? A behemoth is not the same as a human being. Says the Svarim, the kabbana that a person does for an aveira, b'sheigeg, that is not something which he's doing with his nefesh asichlis, with his seichel. It's something which he's doing with, as they call it in the Sforim, nefesh ha-behamis, meaning to say, with his not his seichel, his behamis dikab so. Say the Mefarshim, that's why, how does he get his kapora? He gets his kapora by bringing a behema, because an aveira which a person does b'sheigeg, how's it being brought about? It's being brought about by his nefesh ha-behamis. Ma'ashe'en came. An aveira that a person does b'mezit, there, he can't get his kapora with an animal. Why? Because there he's gone and he sinned. How's he done his aveira? He's done his aveira. How's he done his aveira? With his seichel. There, the kapora will not be accomplished by bringing just a korban. And that's why by aveiras which you do b'mezid, there you need to have mamash misa to be able to give him a kapora. Today, we don't have the merits of having korbanos. But one thing we still do have. We've got the inyan of korbanos. A tefillah. And in order that our tefillah should be accepted, we need to have one thing. Lev nishba, says David HaMelech, lev nishba v'nidke elokim loisivze. When a person's got a lev nishba, then the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't despise his tefillah. As it says, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein tefillosei shel adam nirmeses. We are today standing Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And its famous Chazal say, Ben Nisan Nigolu, U Ben Nisan Asidim Nigoyim. And the Gemara, and the Mishnah says in Menachos, that it says, Ba'ilach Behema, the words Reach Nichayach Lashem. And it says, Ba'ilach Sa'if, the words Reach Nichayach Lashem. Says the Mishnah, even though one is giving an animal which costs £100, and the other one's giving a oif which is only £10. Of a state in the Mishnah, Echad Amabe, Ve Echad Amamit, Ubilvad, Sheyechabein, Liboyla Shamayim. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not the main thing, what you spend and what you give. The main thing is, Yechabein Liboyla Shamayim. Everything depends on a carbon, by carbonus, on his abido in his heart, what his machshavas are, what his achnoas. Today, we are in Golus. We don't have any Kohen, we've got no Beis HaMikdash, we've got no Korbanos, and no Mizbeach. If one thing we do, if we put our hearts to our tefillahs, and Behem is just stating in the Posik, Ula Ovdei B'chol Levavchem, and we go along, says the Chazal, Ezehu Avedo Shebelev, Zutvila, what is today our Aveda, Zutvila? Then we can be confident In that merit, we will be zeicher to benissen negalu ubenissen asidim legoyer, and Bez Hashem, we will still have the opportunity to bring a korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Benissen.
Continue from where we were last week. We discussed